ownership, having a business, and giving. In many African societies, people are hindered in the reaching of their goals by a lack of a clear understanding of the concept of ownership. When African people lived in their natural world, I believe it had so many dangers that a single family just could not survive for very long. A tribal structure was necessary, a structure with an extended family, in which individuals' desires had to be sacrificed for the common good. That way, personal ownership became a vague concept, and today that can still be noticed as a part of many people's feelings. I have sensed in rural areas, however, that people also live so close with each other that they do have special godly graces of gentleness, helping each other when needed. Yes, they are so noticeably and beautifully social with each other in extended family settings. But I've also observed, because of this, a lot of lazy people. As Western societies penetrate here today, smaller family units can survive, and privacy and individual desires can be met. But the old feelings of being able to take anything you wish are still there. And you do not have to say thank you either. Many do not yet easily feel the concept of personal ownership. Communities that are still living isolated from Western influence do much better, as the local social structure takes care of the poor. A lack of a sense of ownership leads to problems, as we will see. You know, a lazy person will just sit in the shade and eat what others have worked for. Our sinful nature makes it so that we are selfish, get easily jealous of other people. It makes us greedy. It makes us to take from others whatever we can. Why would a person with a servant's heart work all day to see other people just take from the things that that person has made or worked for, and not even hear a thank you? God clearly protects ownership for us in the Bible so that he may better bless his faithful children. Listen to Proverbs 6, verse 6 through 11. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and become wise. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler. Proverbs 14, verse 23 says, in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. Then Proverbs 21, verse 25, the desire of the lazy man kills him because his hands refuse to work. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. Questions to discuss. Do you know in your family people who are faithful workers and others who are just idle, lazy? Do you feel good about yourself when you have produced something? Do you believe that it is bad to help a lazy person to live a lazy lifestyle? Do you think that a lazy person will be satisfied with himself and can be happy? Does giving from what we have worked for make us happy? Is giving then an expression of loving a person? In the law God gave to Israel through Moses, he forbids stealing. And that means that he agrees that ownership is a good thing. Let us listen together to the Ten Commandments, starting in Exodus 20, verse 1 through 17. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. And this means not to listen to witch doctors either, or to seek their help. Our help is in the name of the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of their fathers to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, because the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall work and do all the work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any work, neither you or your son, your daughter, your manservant or maidservant, your animals, or the stranger who is within your gates. Because in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. One little note here. Do you notice that it says, you shall labor for 6 days? It doesn't say sit still for 6 days. Let's go on. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You see, God protects ownership. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not be jealous for your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Do you want to talk about this for a little while? Then listen again, but stop the player for discussion after every commandment. I will use the word stop. You shall have no other gods before me. Stop. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Stop. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, because the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Stop. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day, it's a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you or your son, your daughter, your manservant or maidservant, or your animals, or the stranger who lives within your gates. Because in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, nor shall you covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Stop. You cannot plan any business if you have no control over the money you have earned or the things you have worked for. Dare to plan your future with hard work and protect what you have earned. Don't let anyone take it because you feel that you have to let them take what they want, because otherwise they might say that you are not social. God wants you to plan for a good future with more income than you need, so that you live well, but also have some extra to give to the needy or to God. Father God wants to bless you that way. And if your family and friends get upset with you because you keep control over what you have earned or produced, and they call you greedy, not communal, not social, let it be so. You cannot change other people. You can only change yourself. Dare to show to the others God's way of living by working on a plan for your future. That is what our God wants, and that is how we make his world more beautiful. God even said to his people, "For I know what plans I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you future and hope." You see, without ownership or control over what you have produced, you cannot make plans for the future. I believe that God has another good reason why he wants us to own things. It gives us an opportunity to choose to love things very much and become greedy for more, or to realize that we own things only to serve our Father God with, so that we can be His managers over what He allows us to possess here on earth. And that means that what we own belongs actually to Him, and we use it wisely to glorify our God. We use it to live well. This is God's way of blessing our life and that of our family. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18 and 19 say this: "Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he has worked hard under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him. That is his inheritance." We use it to invest in good tools to work better. Proverbs 13, verse 11 says about that, "Wealth gained by dishonesty will become less and less, but he who gathers by working will increase." We use what we have earned to give to the needy as if we gave to God. Proverbs 22 says in verse 9, "He who has a generous eye will be blessed, because he gives of his bread to the poor." And I need to add here a little note: having a generous eye means being a generous giver. So I'll repeat what it says: "He who has a generous eye will be blessed, because he gives of his bread to the poor." Matthew 6, verse 22 and 23 say this: "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good," and that means you are a giver, "your whole body will be full of light." Proverbs 25, verse 21 and 22: "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Because so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you." James 1, verse 27: "Pure and undefiled religion before God our Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble." Galatians 2, verse 10: "The apostles desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing I was also eager to do." Questions to discuss. Do you feel that not having been able to keep what you worked for has made your life difficult? Does it make you feel good when you have given something to a needy person? Is it good to pay tithe in a church that has a greedy pastor? Do you give to God when you give to a poor widow and orphans? You see, God wants us to be like Him and take good care of His creation for Him. It is good that we work hard every day, except for a time to rest. And we read about that in the Ten Commandments. Just a moment ago we read, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any work. Ask God what he would like you to do, and then serve him diligently. Proverbs 10, verse 16. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The wages of the wicked leads to sin. Proverbs 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Proverbs 14, verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. Proverbs 21, verse 25 and 6. The desire of the lazy man kills him because his hands refuse to work. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. So many people look around for someone to beg from, but that will never please our Heavenly Father. We must work diligently for him so that he can bless us and so that we can bless him in return with our giving. And we just cannot give if we do not produce more than what we need for our family and to make our business grow. Love does not truly exist unless it is expressed through obedience and through giving from a happy heart. Loving God and others becomes visible as we give to people in need. The amount of our giving measures how much we love. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 through 9 reads like this. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under force, because God loves a happy giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And Ephesians 4, verse 28 says, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him work, working with his hands that is good, so that he may have something to give to him who is in need. Questions to discuss. The Ten Commandments say, 6 days you shall work. Does that mean that God wants you to work diligently? Ask around the circle if someone would like to make a remark yet or have a question. End of lesson.